Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcast by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. I subscribe to a veterinary newsletter called the Veterinary Practice News, and one of my favorite columns is written by Narda Robinson. Dr. Robinson oversees complementary veterinary education at Colorado State University. Complementary veterinary education is a collective term that refers to anything outside of the normal drug it or cut it approach of conventional medicine. And there's a lot of things going on in the realm of complementary education, so I really enjoy reading her columns. The most recent one was about pandiculation. Never heard of it? I never heard of it either. Or rather, I never heard of it called that. Pandiculation refers to yawning. It turns out that yawning serves a very specific purpose. That when an individual yawns, that they are actually resetting their bodies through a very specific orchestrated sequence of involuntary acts. This sequence is so involved and so inner-focused, if you will, compared to outer-focused, that it's recommended that you don't bother people when they're in the process of yawning because you're going to irritate them. And you may even cause them pain and discomfort. If you want to know the right way to yawn, just pay attention to a dog or a cat, and particularly a young animal who's still pretty flexible. There's a standard approach to it. The ears go back, the eyes close, the mouth opens as wide as possible. I don't know if you're like me, just describing it makes you want to yawn. But in addition to that, there are also physical changes, musculoskeletal changes. The downward dog pose in yoga got its name from the stretching that dogs normally do and that is often accompanied by a yawn. The rear end's up in the air, front legs are extended, and all 4 feet are on the ground. And often in dogs, this pose is then reversed into the upward dog, as it's called in the human pose, in which the back is arched and the neck is back. Sometimes there's also vocalizing with this, an absolute like, groan of release. Cats are also exquisite at yawning and stretching. Similarly, the ears go back, eyes close, mouth is wide open, but then because they've got that spinal cord that goes further back in the vertebral column, they can put even more flexibility into it so they can really arch their backs up high and stretch and in poses that just make me insanely jealous. What's interesting about yawning in humans, though, is that our society has decided that it's disrespectful in certain situations. So if you're stuck in a boring meeting and you're sitting in a hard chair, and you're stressed because you're so flippin' bored, you want to reset. You want to reset mind and body. You want to stretch. You want to yawn. But we're not allowed to. We're not allowed to yawn and imply that the speaker is boring. And God forbid that we would get up and walk around. And so what do? Well, we accidentally drop our pens on the floor. Or we reach down and we pretend that we're getting a Kleenex out of our handbag. And while we're under the table, we yawn. But obviously, if your head's under the table yawning, you're not going to be able to do much stretching, are you? Even on the break, you won't see people stretching out fully the way they do in the privacy of their own homes. Most people can't even do it in a restroom without feeling inhibited in some way. And yet pandiculation plays a role. It's been part of our evolution. It's been part of our evolutionary success, part of our cats and our dogs and our horses' evolutionary success. And so I say, let's hear it for pandiculation. Let's practice it. If it's been a while since you've yawned, don't just jump in there and do it. It's a coordinated event. You may have to practice for a while. If you need some practice, watch your dog. Watch your cat. In general, they've got this down pretty pat.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.